watch what we can watch, and focus on ourselves.
What do you expect environment, atmosphere-wise, when you go with guys going there on Saturday night?
I mean, it's a division game. It'll be the only game all the time, so it's going to be competitive like always. So that's pretty much it.
How different are they with Conley than Rodgers? You guys got to see a little bit of each in the first game, I guess, but just what you watch on tape.
Yeah, I mean, they don't change a lot. They're going to run what they've built, and we just got to do our best to try to defend it.
Last time you guys played Hundley, picked him off 3 times. How much has he changed and grown since that first time you guys saw him?
That's just 3 plays. So, he made some really good throws, made some good decisions, and he's continuing to do that on film. He's a good player.
Is it buggy not making the Pro Bowl?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to be in it, but it's never been a goal of mine. My goal is to do what the coaches, teach us. I'm happy for the guys that got voted in. It's cool. But I got other things to worry about.
Is it fueling at all or anything like that?
I'm always pretty self-motivated, so whatever. I don't know.
Sorry, you've been asked about Devontae Adams being out. What kind of a difference does that make for you guys?
He's a good player. He's a really good player. Not having him, I don't know how that affects their game plan or whatever, but that they still have a lot of good players, Jordy and Randall, awesome guys. So, we still have our hands full.
What does he do in particular that's made him so effective and productive?
Who?
Devontae.
He's an explosive athlete. He's a playmaker. He can go up and get the ball. He can get open, create separation. Good run after catch, too.
Outside of the division, you guys won in 2015. Green Bay's obviously been at the top of that division for a while. What do you think it'll be like to walk in there Saturday night and have already clinched and just kind of walk in there as the champs?
We have to go there to win. We have to go there to compete. So, going there, we have won the division, but that doesn't matter. They can still beat us. So our mindset is we're going to play a game. We're going to win. So, have to bring our A game.
Anthony said he expects, obviously, some stuff from the crowd. Is that just all part of it, or is that Bobby like to hear a teammate get some of the stuff he's gotten and hear some of the stuff he's
gotten? I might give it to him worse than the crowd sometimes when we're in the locker room. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously – when you get tweets at you all the time, I think you got to find a way to deal with it. So we tend to joke about it most of the time and just kind of accept it and roll with it.
What's the worst thing you've ever heard from a fan?
The worst thing I've ever heard? I can't say it.
The cleanest.
I can't air it. there's some bad stuff. I get it. Fans are passionate. I'll just keep it in silence for now.
Letting that stuff kind of roll off your shoulder, is that easier said than done, or is it really not that big of a deal?
It depends on who you are. I think, earlier in my career, I cared about it more. Now I truly do joke about it most of the time because everybody's an all-pro when they're at home sitting on their couch. So it's whatever.
Thanks, man.
First 20-year-old.